Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation. Chapter 15, The Pandavas Retire Timely, text number 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Te Sadhu Krita Sarvartha Jat Vat Yantikam Atmanaha Manasa Dharayam Asur Vaikuntha Charanam Bhujam Te Sadhu Krita Sarvartha Yat Vat Yantikam Atmanaha Manasa Dharayam Asur Vaikuntha Charanam Bhujam Te Sadhu Krita Sarvartha Gyat Vat Yantikam Atmanaha Manasa Dharayam Asu Vaikuntha Charanam Bhujam Te Sadhu Krita Sarvartha Gyat Vyat Yantikam Atmanaha Manasa Dharayam Asu Vaikuntha Charanam Bhujam.
Please check.
Anyone else? all of them. Sadhu Krita, having performed everything worthy of a saint. Sarva Artha, that which includes everything worthy. Gyatva, knowing it well. Atyantikam, the ultimate. Atmanaha, of the living being. Manasa, within the mind. Dharayamasu, sustained. Vaikuntha, the Lord of the spiritual sky. Charana Ambujam, the lotus feet. They all had performed all the principles of religion, and as a result rightly decided that the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna are the supreme goal of all. Therefore, they meditated upon his feet without interruption. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that only those who have done pious deeds in previous lives and have become freed from the results of all impious acts can concentrate upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. The Pandavas, not only in this life, but also in their previous lives, had always performed the supreme pious work, and thus they are ever free from all the reactions of impious work. It is quite reasonable, therefore, that they concentrated their minds upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. According to Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha principles are accepted by persons who are not free from the results of impious action. Such persons, affected with the contaminations of the above four principles, cannot at once accept the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. The Vaikuntha world is situated far beyond the material sky. The material sky is under the management of Durga Devi, or the material energy of the Lord. But the Vaikuntha world is managed by the personal energy of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Trinadapi, Sunichena, Tarodiva Sahishnuna, Hamanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harinama, 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 Ivakivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. Since Prabhupada referenced Bhagavad Gita 7:28, I'm going to read the verse and purport. Yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mang dridha brata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Here is Prabhupada's purport. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously, and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then gradually they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in the association of pure devotees, for in the association of great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. Mahatsevam dwaram ahur vimukte. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of ignorance. Tamo dwaram yoshitam sanghi sangam. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalist do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality or to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination. So in today's verse, we find some nice things to talk about. One word here, sadhu krita, having performed everything worthy of a saint. That is what devotees in this movement are supposed to be doing. Everything that we do is worthy of a saint. Because everything we do, that is devotional service. Devotional service means to hear and chant and remember and pray and render service. So when we are engaged in our devotional activities throughout the day, primarily and most importantly, always remembering Krishna and never forget him, then we are doing things worthy of a saint. We are following the great saint, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, or as the chapter says, the saint who walked amongst us. So we are simply following his footsteps. Just yesterday, somebody wrote me a question from Santiago, Chile, and was having some problem with something they heard in the class and what some person said. So to answer her and give her solace, I sent her the letter excerpt that Prabhupada wrote to my then temple president, Gopi Janda Vallabha Prabhu. And in one line, don't try to be a better Paramahansa than your Guru Maharaj. And that made it very clear. So we simply have to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions to the best of our ability. That's all we have to do. Now the next word, sarva artha, which includes everything worthy. So everything worthy, that is found here in Lord Chaitanya's Krishna consciousness movement. What's the most worthy thing? Harinama, harinama. The chanting of the holy name. Just now we heard a very, very ecstatic kirtan. And I was thinking, just see, it's not a question of musical ability. It's not a question of a stylistic. It's not a question about how beautiful somebody's voice is. No. It's simply the power of the holy name. And the only thing required by the chanter is to chant with sincerity and seriousness. That's it. That is the key to kirtan. Chanting sincerely and seriously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Then the next thing that's worthy. Here we have the most famous, most beautiful deities, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. How worthy they are of our worship and our service. They're so beautiful. Then we also have Srimad Bhagavatam, the most worthy of books. We are privileged to hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. The most worthy. Then we have the association of devotees. Reason why Prabhupada created an international society is because on our own, you cannot become Krishna conscious. Maya is too strong. We are poquito, poquito, pequeño, infinitesimally small. Maya's, Krishna's potency. What does Bhagavad Gita 7:14 say? Duratyaya, insurmountable, most difficult to control. That's, must respect Maya, Durga. Yes, we respect. But we take shelter of Krishna, we surrender, we can easily cross over. And that can be done in the association of devotees. You inspire me, and hopefully I can inspire you. You encourage me, I should encourage you. This is what we are here for. Not for games, not for politics. No. We're here to go back home, back to Godhead. And help each other. That's what we are supposed to, help each other. How to proceed, how to improve. Then we have my favorite, prasadam. As I've said so many times jokingly, there are 9 processes, but I've added a 10th. Prasadanam. Shravanam, kirtanam, prasadanam. Or sometimes I say eatanam. So, another powerful method or part of the doctor, Dr. Prabhupada. Yes, he's the supreme doctor. Has given us nice remedy, Hare Krishna mantra, Baba Aushadi, the specific herbal medicine to destroy. Enechi Aushadi Maya, Lord Chaitanya says, I have given you the medicine that will wipe out your disease of Maya. When somebody has cancer or a very serious disease, it needs to be wiped out. You don't let any little bit remain. You wipe it out. So Lord Chaitanya has given us the most powerful drug, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And what's the diet? Nice Krishna Prasadam. We're not following the Mayavadis who have to eat this much. They can only eat little, little, little. But here, in Lord Chaitanya's movement, you have feast, utsav. You're allowed to take prasadam to your full satisfaction. So we have so many things worthy to follow and appreciate. Then, what does it say here? Atyantikam atmanaha. What is the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose? The other day, I learned a Japanese word, ikigai. And I liked very much, the reason I liked it is because what was the meaning? Because they found in this one region, people live long, long, more than normal lifespan. Ikigai, the reason for your living. If you don't have a purpose for living, then you can't go on. This is a problem in the material world here in the United States. They retire, and then they're bored. Nothing to do. They worked hard all their lives, saved and scrimped, so that they would look forward to the retirement. But in their retirement, boredom or disease, and life is a drag. So you have to have a reason to live. By joining the Krishna consciousness movement, you have the topmost reason to live. Because you have the opportunity to return home back to Godhead. You have the opportunity to get out of this brutal cycle of repeated birth and death. You have the key. It's in your hand. You have the right to develop your dormant love of God. All you need is love, but the problem is who to love. That's the problem. Because in the material world, whoever I love, disappointment. It's bound to happen. There must be disappointment. Because I need unlimited love. Nobody can give me that. No one can give me that. Therefore, Prabhupada says, you must learn how to love Krishna. He's the only one who can satisfy your loving propensity. And we learn from Lord Chaitanya, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore love of Krishna is already there. It's your identity. Love of Krishna, service, it's there. But the problem is, it has been neglected. Anyone who has tried to grow a field, say you flowers or vegetables, if you don't take care of the weeds, forget your crop. You're laboring for nothing. Srama evahi kevalam. You have to take care of, take out those weeds. So that is what we're doing. By this process that Prabhupada has given us, rising early, attending the program, chanting mantras, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, taking prasadam, worshipping the deity, and doing some kind of manual labor to push on this Krishna consciousness movement, then your devotional creeper will grow and flourish. And the day will come when the fruits of love of God will fall down into your heart and you will taste it. This is why we live. We live to preach. What did Bhaktisiddhanta say? A dead man cannot preach. So as long as you're preaching, you are spiritually alive, spiritually awake. So, this is why we live. I live to preach another day. The soldier or the athlete lives to fight another fight. So we live to preach another day. Preaching is our life and soul. This is why we live. We live to go back to Krishna and love Krishna. Otherwise, yes, you'll have to love somebody in this material world and be unsatisfied. That's your choice. Well, fortunately, we have made the correct decision. We're going to love Krishna. And then it says here, the Pandavas, right? They understood that Krishna was the supreme goal, yes. And they meditated upon his feet without interruption. But when it comes to meditation on Krishna's lotus feet, nobody can surpass the gopis of Vrindavan. That was certified. Because the mystic meditation of the gopis was not, oh, no, that's not the kind of meditation they did. Their meditation was on Krishna's smiling face. All the different beautiful features of Krishna. All of his different pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the gopis' constant meditation was on the sound of Krishna's flute. They always meditated on that sound, and by meditating on that sound, they became enlivened, enthused, refreshed. But we cannot imitate the gopis. You cannot go to Amazon.com. Oh, sound of Krishna's flute. How much? Nah. Not possible. We cannot imitate. But Prabhupada writes in that purport, just as the gopis were always meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute, devotees, you and me, we can meditate on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That should be our constant meditation. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. That's how we follow in the footsteps. Always meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute. And Prabhupada, just to add more on this concept of meditation, Prabhupada was meditating on the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta to preach in English. The very first instruction, the very final instruction, same instruction, preach this message of Krishna in English. He tried it in India, not interested. He came to America. They were somehow interested. Somebody showed some interest in the little spark of fire. Then the fire spread all over America. And then outside of America. Now the Krishna consciousness movement is blazing. More and more transcendental fires are being lit all over the world. And you are a participant. Glorious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Might there be some discussion, comments, questions, challenges? Yes, don't be shy. Wait, where's the... Come on, man. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yes.
How would we get the honor to becoming a participant in Krishna's mercy?
How did you get the honor? Oh.
How do we get the honor?
How do you get that? You get that by the mercy of a devotee. Prabhupada said, don't think that you are the cause of this. No. Prabhupada said, I created your good fortune. So, the lesson to learn from this Krishna consciousness movement cannot spread unless you go out and preach. You have become fortunate because somebody went out to preach. Your part was you were receptive. You didn't say, no. I don't need that. No, you were receptive. Four kinds of people come to Krishna. The distressed, the one seeking economic development, the one inquisitive, and the one who's actually serious, wants to know the absolute truth. So you fall into one, two, three, maybe all four categories. I don't know your story. But a devotee presented something, a book, prasadam, maybe just himself or herself. So, preach and make others fortunate. That is our movement. Prahlad Maharaj said to Lord Nisringa, I don't want to go back by myself. I want to take all these fools and rascals. They're all fools and rascals, but you're not. So take as many fools and rascals back with you by giving them Krishna consciousness. Microphone next.
Does the engagement in Harinam Sankirtan make people more receptive? People that would have generally been not receptive?
You're talking about the Harinam? The Harinam is an absolute benediction. Whether they like it or don't like it, too bad. The bomb still works. I can't say it, but anyway. So our mission is to blow it up. But blow it up how? Through transcendental sound vibration. That's how we do it. That's how we can preach. We're causing a revolution, but they don't know it. And that revolution is the sound vibration, acts knowingly or unknowingly. So yes, anything to do with the Sankirtan movement is beneficial. Don't worry. Have no doubts. Masucha. More. Rabindranath Das.
Yeah, you mentioned how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said a dead man can't preach. So what if somebody says, I just want to peacefully chant Hare Krishna, otherwise if I start preaching, people may harass me. I don't want to be harassed, I just want to peacefully chant.
Hold on a second. Sorry. So you're saying somebody doesn't want to go out and preach, they just want to chant Hare Krishna, right? So, something is better than nothing. They're missing out on the ecstasy that one gets from preaching. But that's all right. Prabhupada said, what is it all about? Chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. So are they doing that? That's the key. If they're following the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds, good. But those who want to go further, and like I said, be merciful, compassionate, they will go out and preach. But chanting and following four regulative principles, we cannot criticize. Okay? What else? You have something? Wait. Microphone, please. We want the world.
Here.
Over here.
Well, my understanding is that Harinam Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma.
Yes.
And so almost to get out of Kali Yuga, that was like almost something that had to be done.
Yes.
And also that chanting is like the medicine, but it's only tablets. And Harinam
It's only what?
It's only like compared to tablets of medicine. And Harinam Sankirtan is like an injection.
Who says this?
Iyengar Prabhu says this.
Who?
Iyengar Prabhu.
Oh, okay.
So, if you can elaborate on that, please.
Well, since you're quoting him, I cannot comment on him. I can comment only on Prabhupada.
You're on the first part, then.
What's your first part?
The first part was that one needed to do Harinam Sankirtan.
Yes, because the people of Kali Yuga are so fallen, so stupid, so unfortunate. The process has to be made simple, simple, stupid. Simple. Therefore, yes, nobody needs to be puffed up. Because everybody in Kali Yuga is simple, stupid. When it comes to spiritual life, materially they may be whatever, PhD, this, who cares? But spiritually, they're ignorant. So the process has been made simple. But please, never misunderstand. There is kirtan, and then there's Brihat Mridanga, the distribution of books and festivals. So, Prabhupada has given us, when you have to fight a war, you want to have as many weapons at your disposal as possible. You see in the Mahabharata how Arjuna is fighting and one missile after another and so many different things, right? He just didn't have one trick in his bag. He had a whole bunch and he had mantra weapons and he was fully. So, in this moment we got everything. We got Harinam. We got book distribution. We have prasadam distribution. We have festivals. Everything is here. Haribol. Anything else? Going once? Oh, okay.
Harinam is so potent. We were in Hollywood a few years ago. There was 30 young Christians. And they all gathered around and chanted with us. All 30 of them in Hollywood for a good 30 minutes or so.
That's a miracle.
That's how potent the holy name is.
Yes, the holy name.
Hare Krishna.
Anything else? Yes, Karuna Dharani.
Okay, having been said that the japa is like tablets and Harinam is an injection, but if you only go for the injection, the doctor's not going to be very pleased, right?
Okay.
Because in between injections, what are you doing?
Very good. Jai. Anything else? Are we all ready for the day? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. See you next month.
Jai.
He doesn't know how to
pronounce your name. Jai. Jai. And your Kirtan was beautiful. Better than any rock star. So, Kirtan, lots of heart. And you also had it. He was spontaneous. He wasn't orchestrated. Like, he was real. Yes.